Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, episode 81. It's time we had that annual chat about training intensities. Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, practical triathlon advice for everyday athletes. My name is Gerard. I coach people for Ironman, Half Ironman, and other endurance events. If you want detailed science, pro interviews, and 1% gains, there are plenty of other podcasts out there for you. But if you're after simple and practical advice around the things that make the biggest difference to your performance, then you're in the right place. Okay, this week's discussion, that chat, something that comes up needs to be revisited every year. Not the birds and the bees, we're talking the highs and the lows, training intensities, and making sure we're using the right ones at the right time, and particularly the low intensity. Okay, we're going to keep coming back to that one because it is so, so critical. Now, it's early in the season, so this is the right time to revisit this while we have plenty of time to put it into practice and get the most out of training through the season. So why do we have different training intensities? Well, training at one level of intensity all the time, it makes you really good at that level, but it does limit your overall performance. For example, if you just train easy all the time, you're gonna be very, very good at that and you'll be able to go for a very, very long time. But you won't be able to perform to your true capabilities at harder events. So the different intensities, we use different intensities to train different energy systems to achieve greater overall results. Now, using these different intensities is all about developing your aerobic system for performance. This is the heart and the lungs and the things inside the body that you don't see and feel as much. A lot of people get confused and think about whether the intensities are about making your legs stronger. And yes, that's a byproduct of it, of some of the training. But the focus that we're actually training is the aerobic system, the stuff inside the body. Somewhat invisible, but it's all about the ability to move oxygen around the body and using this to generate energy. That is the crux of performance in any endurance event. Now, if we look at how the fastest people in the world, the best, the fastest in the world train, what we see very clearly here is lots of low intensity, a bit of high intensity, and some in between those two. And this applies across all endurance sports. We're talking from 5,000 meter Olympic runners, marathon champions, all the different sports that go on. Come back to those in a sec. And the common problem that people come across with, well, that's how the fastest, the best in the world train, but I don't have 30 hours a week to train like them. And to be honest, if you're trying to do a half Ironman on 6 hours per week or less, then you're going to have to do it differently. Okay, you just don't have enough training time to go around. And that training time is going to have to be super intense, super focused. And it's not necessarily about fun. You just can't afford to waste any minutes. So it's very, very precise. But if you're a normal person who might be training anywhere from 8 to 15 hours a week for a half Ironman, yes, some are lower, some are higher in that scale, most are somewhere in between, then actually the same approach as the pros will be the most successful. Why? This is where it gets messy. The bigger your low intensity base, your capability, your body's efficiency at this low intensity, the more this fuels you for your long distance events. So like I said, it gets messy. Most people assume to get faster, you need to train harder. And yes, you do, but it's not all about the hard training. Messy, counterintuitive, but the easy, slower training is actually the thing that makes the biggest difference. You've heard lots of coaches, everybody talking about building a bigger base. Most of that comes from your low intensity training and accumulating that over time. Now, this isn't me just making up some random stuff, okay? This has been proven over the years. It's well known by great coaches, athletes, sports scientists. Kiwi Arthur Lydiard was recognized as one of the early pioneers of this. And it didn't matter what distance Lydiard's runners were training for, they all did a huge amount of low intensity. So we're talking the 5,000 meter runners, the marathoners, the best, some of the best in the world at all of these levels, they all did huge amounts of low intensity. And so we look at top level performance in any endurance sport, they all do this. Cyclists, swimmers, rowers, triathletes, endurance sports, this is what it's all about, the aerobic system. I'll provide a bit more information at the end of the podcast or when I send it out on Facebook, but also don't just trust me, okay? Go do some research, look it up. Google things like slow down to speed up and training below aerobic threshold. You will find so much information on these topics about how important it is. So, it's messy, it's counterintuitive, it kind of doesn't make sense. But I really like this quote from a coach, Trevor Connor. And he talks about, if you're roasting a turkey, and the recipe says to cook it for 2 hours at 200 degrees, if you cook it for 1 hour at 400 degrees, you do not get the same result. It's going to be burned on the outside, undercooked on the inside. Exactly the same applies with the training. We know the recipe for successful training, so all we have to do is apply it. Now, the problem is that low-intensity training is some people get bored with it, or they don't feel like they're actually getting enough from it because it doesn't feel hard enough. And it shouldn't. That's the counterintuitive secret. Training should not always feel hard. So if you push too hard on those low intensity days, you're roasting the turkey wrong. It's going to be burned but undercooked. And we know this because it's been proven by the best in the world, the athletes, the scientists, the coaches. Now, as triathletes, we are no different. And in fact, I would argue it's even more important for triathletes. The reason being that we are training more sessions per week than a single sport person. You think of a mid-pack cyclist who might be doing a Taupo Cycle Challenge, something like that. They might be training 3 to 5 times a week on a bike. Whereas a triathlete, we are going for 6, 9, 12, don't know how many training sessions, a lot more training sessions. We've got these different disciplines that we need to train across all of them. And we need our body to perform across these different disciplines over a very long time period. So when you're doing a bike session, bike training session for triathlon, it's not just a bike session. It's training you to ride the bike well, after having swum, and before you run a half marathon or a marathon, where you need to be really strong and consistent right to the end. It's not just bike training. And so this is why I keep coming back to the importance of low intensity. This is the base capability that allows you to go for a very long time, very efficiently, and the most important thing to power you through long distance events. Okay, so I've really focused a lot here on the low intensity because that's where I see people going wrong the most. And some of the common reasons that come up are things like, if I've set someone a long ride, and a low intensity long ride, and they've gone out and there might be all sorts of variability or efforts or random things in there, I get excuses like, well, I was just feeling good, I wanted to test it out. And just because you can doesn't mean you should. It's not achieving the purpose of that training session. I also hear things like, it felt too easy. And again, got to come back to, it's meant to. That's how it's meant to feel, and that's where you get the benefit. I've heard people say, well, I won't be able to ride this fast when the training gets big, so I'll do it now to get faster now. Again, the problem is that you're not actually training fast enough or hard enough to get faster. you're missing out on the opportunity to build that aerobic base. And group training is an absolute disaster for this. The group often just gets a little bit too excited and gets carried away, and it's very hard to go against the group. But that's simply a choice. When you're with a group, you can have a chat to your group. You can say, guys, we're not doing what we're supposed to here. Or if they're not interested, that's cool. They can do their thing. You can do yours. So to wrap this up, I just really want to reinforce again how training doesn't have to be hard to be effective and to be successful. It shouldn't be hard all the time. There's another quote I really like from a great long-term coach, Joe Friel. And the basic crux of it was that you should be a little bit scared of your harder sessions. You want to be tentative about those. They should really, really challenge you both mentally and physically. And when it comes to your longer sessions or your low intensity sessions, you should be a little bit bored by them. Now, but boredom is simply a state of mind or a choice. You don't have to be. But that's really reflecting how the hard training, it really needs to be hard. The easy training, it really needs to be easy. There's not enough value just going in between all the time. Okay, that's what we call the gray zone. And like I said before, if you're in that gray zone, you are not training hard enough to get your speed benefits, performance benefits, but you're also not training low enough to get the benefits that we're looking for at that low intensity adaptation to be your base for performance. So please, whatever you do, be purposeful in how you are training.